all refer to her before they knew her name, and often even afterwards. The girl. She looked barely out of her teens, too young for them to think of her as a woman. They were taciturn by nature, and their environment required tact, discretion, and independence. It was an island, you see. It was an East Coast island, not West Coast or a Mediterranean island. It wasn't the tropical breeze and swaying palm tree kind. It was a tall pine moaning with sea gusts and unexpected hurricanes hurling their way off the Atlantic kind of island. It was not paradisical, although it could be beautiful. The inhabitants worked hard for any beauty. The year-round islanders were therefore a bit sturdier than the average mainlander, tougher, but their village, there was only one on the island, was just lovely. On this island off Cape Cod, there was a small cottage for sale. The cottage shared a driveway with a larger, yellow-painted house where a man lived alone. The driveway was wide and unpaved. Its gravel petered out towards the end, where it segued into beach sand and sharp seagrass right after the cottage's dilapidated garage. The inconvenient shared driveway arrangement was thought to be the reason the cottage lingered on the market. Who wanted to share? The larger salt box house had a detached garage at the front of the driveway. The cottage's garage, beyond a cramped backyard, a few paces away from where the beach dunes began, was also detached. This would be important later on. One day in late winter, a taxi left the girl and her baggage at the cottage. She had the keys and went in. She almost immediately walked back out to prop open the door with a deck chair that had seen its best days 30 years before. The islanders were able to track the girl's movements in the house by the windows that she forced open with bangs and exhalations of frustration. The cottage had been a rental for most of its existence, and they all knew in what state renters left a place. Surreptitiously, the village housewives shook their heads in sympathy for the cleaning task the girl faced. But if the girl wasn't enjoying her task, she gave no sign. She spent the first month deep cleaning the cottage, wearing overalls and no makeup, her black hair tied back with the type of thick white rubber band that came around the delivered newspaper and, once removed, was tossed into a kitchen junk drawer as too useful to be thrown away. When not cleaning, the girl paced the front garden, a pen and notebook in hand. She was making plans. Her neighbors watched and discussed her. The man next door watched, too, but had no one with whom to discuss her. He kept himself to himself. On the weekends, she maintained her schedule of cleaning, clearing, and pacing, but took frequent breaks on the front porch and watched the street. She was waiting. It was more than a month before her waiting was rewarded. It was almost, but not quite, warm enough for her to be wearing a flouncy dress instead of her overalls the afternoon when a little sports car drove up and a city type, too old for his long hair and overly blue denim jeans, unfolded from the vehicle to embrace her. He was tall, so tall that when he picked her up to kiss her red mouth, her skirt hitched up high on her thighs. One of her shoes fell off, and the sleeve of her dress slipped down off her shoulder. The watching villagers disapproved of this. The watching man in the neighboring house did not. "What about that girl?" the villagers asked each other. Who was she, really? How could she afford a beachfront cottage on an island where real estate was hard to come by and increasingly pricey, even for potting sheds? After 2 months, she showed no sign of employment, or contrarywise, any sign of being independently wealthy. There were a few of those on the island, the independently wealthy. They weren't much liked. Everyone, led by Mrs. Oakapple, assumed the man in the house sharing a driveway with the girl was one of them. The girl couldn't be rich because she didn't own a car. If she wasn't able to walk to an area on the island, she rode an old rust-colored bicycle she'd found in the detached garage. The bike had a decrepit basket wired to the front, which she used for carrying groceries or small plants she'd bought at the nursery. She was polite to the shopkeepers.